This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter number 24, the subterranean heavenly planets. So verse 19 and 20 will be reading. So it is in the prose form.
Naeva tasya kshanakaro bhumidasanatakshya yatadgasya sesa pujitnikasya bhutasya bhute paramatmani vasudeve tirtha tame patra upapanno paraya shraddhaya paramadara sahitanam samprita paditasya Sakshadarpanagardhasasya yadvila nila yershvayam.
Translation. My dear King, Bali Maharaj donated all his possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamandev. But one should certainly not conclude that he achieved his great worldly opulence in Bilvasarga as a result of his charitable disposition. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of life for all living entities, lives within everyone as the friendly super soul, and under his direction, a living entity enjoys or suffers in the material world. Greatly appreciating the transcendental qualities of Lord, Bali Maharaj offered everything at his lotus feet. His purpose, however, was not to gain anything material, but to become pure devotee. For a pure devotee, the door of liberation is automatically opened. One should not think that Bali Maharaj was given so much material opulence merely because of his charity. When one becomes a pure devotee in love, he may also be blessed with a good material position by the will of the Supreme Lord. However, one should not mistakenly think that the material opulence of a devotee is the result of devotional service. The real result of devotional service is awakening pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which continues under all circumstances. Verse 20.
Yasya vasa shuta pratana prasya vasvalanu dishu vivashah.
Translation. If one is embarrassed by hunger, or who falls down or stumbles, chants the holy name of Lord even once, willingly or unwillingly, he is immediately freed from the reaction of his past deeds. Karmis entangled in material activities face many difficulties in the practice of mystic yoga and other endeavors to achieve that same freedom, purport. It is not a fact that one has to offer his material possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be liberated before he can become engaged in devotional service. A devotee automatically attains liberation without separate endeavors. Bali Maharaj did not get back all his material possessions merely because of his charity to the Lord. One who becomes a devotee free from material desires and motives regards all opportunities, both material and spiritual, as benedictions from the Lord. And in this way, his service to the Lord is never hampered. Bhukti, material enjoyment, and mukti, liberation, are only byproducts of devotional service. A devotee need not work separately to attain mukti. Srila Bilumangal Thakur said, Mukti Swayam Muktanjali Sevate Asmin. A pure devotee of the Lord does not have to endeavor separately, for mukti becomes, because mukti is always ready to serve him. In this regard, in Chaitanya Charitamrit Antya, there is a description of Haridas Thakur's confirmation of the effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Keha bole nama haite haya papakshaya, keha bole nama haite jivera moksha haya.
Some say that chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is freed from all the reactions of sinful life. And others say that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one attains liberation from material bondage.
Haridasa kahe na namere yai dui fala naya, name rafala krishna pade prema upajaya.
Haridas Thakur, however, said that the desired result of chanting the holy name of Lord is not that one is liberated from material bondage or freed from reactions of sinful life. The actual results of chanting holy name of Lord is that one awakens his dormant Krishna consciousness, his loving service to the Lord.
Anusangika phala namera mukti papa nasha tahara drishtanta yaiche suryara prakasha.
Haridas Thakur said that liberation and freedom from the reactions of sinful activities are only byproducts of chanting the holy name of the Lord. If one chants the holy name of the Lord purely, he attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Haridas Thakur gave the example comparing power of the holy name to sunshine. Ei shlokera artha kara panditera gana sabe kahe tumi kaha artha vivarana.
He placed a verse before all the learned scholars present. But the learned scholars asked him to state the purport of the verse.
Haridasa kahe na yeche surera udaya udayana haite arambhe tameraha yakshaya.
Haridas Thakur said that as the sun begins to rise, it dissipates the darkness of night, even before the sunshine is visible.
Chatur chaura preta rakshasadira bhaya haya nasha udahaile dharma karma adi prakasha.
Before the sunrise even takes place, the light of dawn destroys the fear of the dangers of the night, such as disturbances by thieves, ghosts and rakshasas. And when the sunshine actually appears, one engages in his duties.
Aiche namo dhaya rambe papa adi rakshaya udaya kaile krishna pade haya premodaya.
Similarly, even before one chanting of the holy name is pure, one is freed from all sinful reactions, and when he chants purely, he becomes a lover of Krishna.
Mukti tuccha phala haya nama bhasa haite ye mukti bhakta na laye se krishna chahe dite.
A devotee never accepts mukti even if Krishna offers it. Mukti, freedom from all sinful reactions, is obtained even by nama bhasa, or a glimpse of the light of the holy name before its full light is perfectly visible. The namabha stage is between that of namaprath, or chanting the holy name with offenses, and pure chanting. There are three stages of chanting of the holy name of the Lord. In the first stage, one commits 10 kinds of offenses while chanting. In the next stage, namabhas, the offenses have almost stopped, and one is coming to the platform of pure chanting, the third stage, when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra without offenses. His dormant love for Krishna immediately awakens. This is the perfection.
Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mlitam Ena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha.
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So these two verses, they are very important here. So now what you see here, the description is going about the lower seven planetary system, which are called Patal. So I'll just give a brief synopsis. So they are called Patal, and they have a governor, a ruling person. So the Vitala planet, it is being governed by, first is comes Atala planet. So it is governed by Bala, and the son of Bala is a Maya demon. Then Vital planet, it is being governed by Lord Shiva and his associates. Then Sutal planet, now what is today is being described, it is being controlled by Bali Maharaj. Then the fourth is Talatal planet. It is ruled by Maya Danav. Then Mahatal, it is being controlled by many hooded snakes. These are all planets, they are dark. Then the sixth is Rasatal. So the demonic son of Diti, they are governing this planet. Then Patal, it is the last, seventh. it is being controlled by serpents. We should know all these are the lower planetary system. They are completely dark. So today, the 20th verse, the verse what we are seeing here. So the theme of this verse, it is mentioned that when one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord in love, he surrenders completely everything. So this is what we see with Bali Maharaj, and Prabhupada he writes in the translation, the real result of devotional service is that awakening of pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which continues under all circumstances. So also in Bhagavatam first canto, so the pure devotional service is explained as ahaituki apratiyata. Ahaituki means without motive, without motivation. Apratiyata means unhindered. We should know these are the true aspects of pure devotional service. And here what we see in case of Bali Maharaj, when Lord took everything, so also in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, there is one nice verse. So here what we see, Krishna in the 10th canto explains, yasya aham anugrahamani haryasyave taddhanam shanai tato dhanam tyajati asya swajana dukkha dukkhitam. Krishna explains, when I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth, then the relatives and friends of such poverty stricken man abandon him. In this way he suffers one after another distress. So but what we see, Bali Maharaj, he lost everything in three steps, in almost in two steps. Third step he gave his head. But here Bali Maharaj, he didn't have any ulterior motive or personal motive. So what we should understand, that devotees of the Lord, they don't have any motive. Material world, what we see, people, those who come to Vrindavan, what is their mood? Just enjoy. Wherever they go, just enjoy. That is the mood. But for a pure devotee, the mood is not like that. Just serving in all circumstances. So here, what we see, the devotees, even in case of Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told Narasimhadev, I am not a baniya. I am not a businessman. I don't want any benediction. So here also we see Bali Maharaj. So he didn't have any ulterior motives. So out of his pure this thing, he gave everything to the Lord. So this is what we should understand. Also in Bhagavad Gita there are many verses, but there are two important verses where Lord Krishna doubly confirms what, how exactly he becomes surrendered by pure devotional service. Krishna explains in 1154, Bhaktya to Ananya Shakya. Krishna explains, my dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way you can enter into my mysterious understanding. So again in 18th chapter, verse 55, Krishna again explains, Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Here Krishna explains that one can understand me as I am, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So here what we see, Krishna is explaining about the pure devotional service. And oftentimes, Prabhupada compared to pure devotional service to unalloyed pure devotional service. And unalloyed means like in metallurgy, this metal. So what we see, the iron, there are different grades of iron. And one iron is very high grade iron. It is called unalloyed. Unalloyed means it never gets rusted. If you see in the trains, they are running on the fish plate. This iron is very heavy. This iron can't be cut very easily. And trains are running for many years. And this line, what the iron bar is there, it never gets rusted, even if it is on a coastal area, because that is very much pure. That iron is very pure. So oftentimes what we see, Prabhupada compared to devotional service as unalloyed. Unalloyed means 100% pure. And Rup Goswami, he explains very nice verse in Padyavali, 8th verse, very nice verse, what he explains about different devotees, what was their qualification and all. So it's very nice verse, what he explains. So he explains Vyadach Asharanam Dhruvasya Vayo Vidya Gajendrasya Ka Kubja Kimna Rupam Adhikam Kimtat Sudamno Dhanam Vamshokyum Vidurasya Yadava Pater Ugrasya Kim Paurusham Bhaktya Tushyati Kevalam Na Guner Bhakti Priyo Madhava. So Rupa Goswami very nicely explains how Lord Krishna is pleased. So first of all he explains he starts with Dhruva Maharaj. So what we see, Dhruva Maharaj, actually, although he went with some motive, but his devotion was pure. And, sorry, he starts with Dharma, the hunter. First he begins with hunter. And you see, if you see in the fratricidal war, when the Yadavas, they were fighting, this Dharma is the hunter who actually shoot the arrow at the feet of Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna, seeing that he didn't have any ulterior motive, so Krishna immediately sent him in the self-same form to Vaikuntha. That was, his name was Dharma. Then Dhruva Maharaj, his maturity was very less. He was not mature. But he wanted to see the Lord. That was what it is counted as pure devotion. Then what we see, Gajendra. Although Gajendra was in very difficulty, but out of pure love, he didn't call the Lord for just helping. Out of pure love, because of his sukriti of past life, he offered one lotus to the Lord. Then with the Kubja, what we see, Kubja, she was totally hunchback. She was twist-bodied. And when Krishna, she offered Krishna the chandan, there was some subtle love. She was attracted to Krishna just by the beauty of Krishna. But seeing her, the offering chandan, before Kubja we see so many people, they were reluctant to offer Krishna anything, Krishna and Balram, when they were in Mathura, the Dhobi and many others, they were not willing to offer Krishna everything. But when Kubja, when she saw Krishna, she was totally enamored. And just of her love, you know, spontaneously, without thinking of Kamsa, she just applied chandan to Krishna Balram. So this was her pure love. And what we see the further, Sudama. So it's a big story. Although Sudama, he came to Dwarka on the saying of his wife. But within his heart, he didn't expect that Krishna will reward me sufficiently. Even till that last time he was leaving Dwarka back, Krishna said, okay, thank you, goodbye. Krishna, he didn't ask him, okay, you want something? He went back empty-handed. So that was his pure love. And also what we see, Krishna, by force, he took the chipped rice from him, which was very old, and Krishna ate it completely because he came out of pure love. He didn't come with any ulterior motive. Then again, Vidura. What we see, Vidura? Vidura, he also was a pure devotee of the Lord. And when Lord Krishna came to his house, when Duryodhana, he dropped the Krishna's message. So Krishna, he came to the house of Duryodhana, sorry, Vidura, and there he reciprocated with his wife. So she was so much in ecstasy, instead of offering banana, she offered Krishna banana leaf, and Krishna ate it. So, and what we see in the end, Rupa Goswami explains about Ugrasena. So it is mentioned that, anyone knows how many bodyguards were there for Ugrasena? 1 quadrillion. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Ugrasena, he was, you know, he didn't have any strength. And you know, Kamsa, he put him in jail. He was father of Kamsa. So he didn't have any bodily strength. So here what we see, Krishna is just pleased by our devotional service. So all these material qualifications, they are not a hindrance. Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nitai, Radha Shyam Sundar Ki. So Prabhupada explains that one should not mistakenly think that the material opulences of a devotee is the result of devotional service. The real result of devotional service, Prabhupada explains, awakening pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what we see in Vrindavan pastime, so there are so many pastimes of Krishna where he reciprocates with the devotees. And there's one very unique pastime of Lord Krishna. In Kartik, what we see, we are celebrating this Damodar Mass for one entire month. and we are offering the lamp to Lord Damodar. And what we see in Damodar pastime, there are four contradictions. So now here, because of the pure devotional service to the Lord, so the Lord, he can contradict his statements. What we see, when Yashoda she tied Krishna to the ukhal, and our acharyas, they explain, it is not so easy to, first of all, Krishna can't be caught. If we see in the first contradiction, no one, there is no record of catching anyone Krishna. Before Yashoda, we see there are so many devotees or demons. They are always trying to catch Krishna. Like Shishupal, he tried how many times? He tried. Then there was one demon who came to Mathura how many times? 17 times. Also Duryodhana, he tried. And almost all the gopis in Gokul, they wanted to catch Krishna lovingly. But Krishna was never caught. But here what we see, Krishna, he was caught very easily by Yashoda because of her pure devotional service. And Krishna is so powerful. So when Yashoda, she was feeding the milk to Krishna, so the milk which was kept on the fire, it was coming up. So Yashoda, suddenly she kept Krishna down. So now can you imagine, Krishna when he was 7 days old, he held Putna. He didn't let go Putna. That was the power of Krishna. There are many pastimes of Krishna killing many other demons. So but here what we see, the devotion, the love of Yashoda so higher that Krishna had to leave Yashoda while he was taking, although he was drinking the milk. But Yashoda, she just Krishna put Krishna down and she went to the kitchen just to save that other milk. So this is another contradiction. And the third contradiction what we see, many verses are there in the scripture that mad bhayad vati vatoyam, fearing Krishna, all the demigods, sun, moon, vayu, even the demigod of death, mrityu, they are working, fearing the Lord. But in this Damodar Leela, what we see, Krishna is fearful of Yashoda and some tears are coming from his eyes. So when Kunti Maharani heard about this pastime, she said, this is a total vidambana. It is a totally contradiction. How it can be possible that Krishna is fearing Yashoda? So this is what we see when Krishna become, when we serve the Lord in pure devotion, so anything can become a contradiction. And the fourth, today the verse explains about liberation. So the fourth contradiction what we see, that Yashoda ultimately see bound Krishna to the ukhal. And what we see, Krishna, he was bound there. Actually, Krishna is giver of liberation. Krishna can give us any kind of liberation. But here, the person who is giving liberation, he got bound. So now we can imagine how Krishna's pastime, just by because of our pure devotional service, Krishna can enact any pastime with us. And with this Sutala, what now Bali Maharaj is ruling, the planet is called Sutala. So it is mentioned that in the Padma Puran, when Ravan was ruling Lanka, that time, one time Ravan, he wanted to come and conquer Bali Maharaj in Sutala planet. So when Ravana came there to challenge Bali Maharaj, so the guard who was standing, of course it was Vamandev, Lord Krishna. So Vamandev, what he told in the form of a guard to Ravana, see, first what you do, first you have to lift one ornament, which is the from ancestors of Bali Maharaj. It is kept in one godown. So if you lift that, then I think you are fit to fight with Bali Maharaj. So the guard, Vamandev, he took Ravana to there, and there was one big earring. It was very heavy, big. So somehow Ravana couldn't lift it. So Vamandev, what he told him, that you know, this is the earring of Hiranyakashipu. It is the earring of Hiranyakashipu. You can't lift this. How can you fight with Bali Maharaj? And Vamandev gave him a nice kick. To whom? Ravana. And Ravana, he fell, you know, back to Lanka. So this is what we see. Krishna can go to any extent in saving his devotee. So there are innumerable pastimes in different scriptures, Mahabharata, Ramayana. In Ramayana, what we see, Lord Ram, out of pure devotion of there was one lady, she used to collect this bear, her name was Shabari. And she was personally eating and she was saying if it is sweet or sour. If it was sweet, she was giving to Lord Ram. So Lord, seeing her pure devotion, so he was accepting the bear. So this way what we see, there are many pastimes of the Lord, where what we see that Krishna, he reciprocates with the devotees according to our reciprocation, how we surrender unto the Lord. So there is one nice saying, if Krishna likes you, you should listen very carefully. If Krishna likes you, he will give you everything. If Krishna likes you, Krishna will give you everything, all the opulences. When Krishna loves you, he will take away everything from you. Everyone is getting? When Krishna loves you, Krishna will take everything from you, but he will give himself. Can you understand? So Krishna will give himself. So as I was telling, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, ye yatha mam prapadyante. So what we see in the Krishna Leela, many demons, they came, Krishna, with different motives. But the Brajavasis, they were always surrendered unto Krishna. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam tatayva bhajamyaham. Krishna explains that as all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly to the degree one surrenders, that we should know. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, there is a very nice verse which explains that how Krishna reciprocated with different people. When Krishna and Balram, they entered Mathura, the next day there was this Malla Yuddha. So before the Malla Yuddha, when Krishna and Balram, they entered the arena to fight with all the wrestlers of Kamsa, there's one nice verse comes in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 43, verse 17. So it explains, Malla nam asner ninam narvara, sri nam smaro murtiman, gopa nam swajano, chatam chiti bhujam, shasta swapitro shishu, mrityur bhojapater virad avishudham, tattvam param yogi nam, vrishinam param deviteti, vidito rangam gata sagrajaha. It is mentioned that, so there were different kinds of people in the arena when they came to see that Krishna Balaram, they will be wrestling with all the wrestlers of Kamsa. So people, they were all wonderstruck. So different kind of people came. So first it is mentioned that the wrestlers, the Chanur, Mustik, Tola, Ashal, whatever the wrestlers, they were there. When they saw Krishna and Balaram, what was their reaction? They felt these guys, they are like thunderbolt. Thunderbolt, anyone knows, if it falls anywhere, it will burn off anything. So then the people of Mathura, they saw Krishna as the best of males. Best of males means, like today's world, there are Mr. Universe and all. There are so many competition, Miss Universe. But they saw the men of Mathura, Krishna is the best of males. Then women of Mathura, what they saw? He's a Cupid personified. They saw him as Kamdev. Then there are many friends of Kamsa, they were also kings, they were impious rulers. They saw Krishna as a chastiser. They saw Krishna as a chastiser. And the cowherd men who had come with Krishna, cowherd boys, they saw Krishna as relative, apna aadmi hai. In India, they say gawala. When you find another person from the same locality, same state, then we become very close, very friendly. And all the cowherd boys, they were thinking, hey, Krishna is our man. We defeat Krishna, what a big thing. He can defeat all these people. So they saw in that way. Then further what we see, the parents, actually there was Nanda Maharaj also, and Vasudev and Devaki, they were there. So they were also seeing, they saw as their child. They have a different feeling. Vatsalya feeling was there. And what Kamsa saw, death personified. Kansa, all the while he was fearing. And that day Kansa saw, yes, my real death personified is standing before me. Kamsa saw Krishna as death. Then it is mentioned that some people who were unintelligent, they saw Krishna as the universal form. And there were some yogis also were there. They saw Krishna as absolute truth. And it is mentioned that there were Vrishnis. The Vrishnis were there. They saw Krishna as their worshipable deity. So this is what we see. Krishna, he reciprocates according to how we reciprocate with Krishna. So similarly in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, so literally in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are so many pastimes. So where Lord Chaitanya explains that I am sold out servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that I am sold out servant of such and such devotee. So just I'll quote one or two quotes, like in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So there is mentioned, there was one devotee by name Vasudev Dutt. So this devotee was so kind. So one time he told Lord Chaitanya that you give me the suffering of all the people from this entire earth. I am ready to suffer for them. So Lord Chaitanya one day what he said, that Vasudev Dutt, he has won my heart. He is sold out slave. I am a sold out servant of Vasudev. And Krishna, what he told, that my body is meant to please Vasudev Dutt and he can sell me anywhere. Thrice he vowed this is a fact and no one should disbelieve this statement. Lord Chaitanya himself, he said that no one should disbelieve this, what he is telling. So what we see, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, they are on a higher level. It is not so easy to understand for a mundane person. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his devotees, every day he used to go on Harinam. And one day he came to the place where Kolves Sridhar was living. And what happened, there was one pot which was completely dented everywhere. And there was some water in that pot. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drank that water. And he said, yes, today I got purified just by drinking this water. So Kolves Sridhar, he was cursing himself. Actually, Kolves Sridhar was such a pure devotee that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day for 2 hours, he used to debate with him just the price of banana leaves, just for 2 hours. And during the Mahaprakash Leela, when he was brought there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, Sridhar, you ask for anything, I can give you any siddhi. I can make you king, whatever you like. But Kolves Sridhar, he said, no, I don't want anything. I want that same Nimai, that he should come to my house and he should argue with me. This is what he prays to the Lord. And there is one nice instance that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and when he was living in Jagannath Puri, so the devotees from Kulin Gram, West Bengal, so they used to come to Jagannath Puri for Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra. And their job was to bring ropes for pulling the rath. And the devotees, whenever they used to go back to their home, they used to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one time what happened, the devotees from Kulin Gram, they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu any instructions for us. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to Sataraj Khan, he said, there is one devotee in your village, his name is Gunaraj Khan. And this Gunaraj Khan, he has written a very nice book called Sri Krishna Vijaya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he must have read that book. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, that this Gunaraj Khan, he has written such a nice book. He has purchased me just by reading this book. Because in this book, he has written that the son of Nanda Maharaj is my life and soul. Just by this reading, I feel that I should become a sold out servant of Gunaraj Khan. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told all the people of this village that I am eternally indebted to Gunaraj Khan, and he told what to speak of his family and relatives. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, even a sweeper, a dog or a cat is very dear to me, and I am ready to give them pure Krishna prema. So this is what happens when we take to devotional service. that Krishna is ready to go to any extent. And but we should know that Krishna, as I told before, he can give us material opulence, but our acharyas, they explain Krishna keeps pure devotional service in the back. Sometimes the parents, when they bring some gift to the children, so they hide in the back, they don't show them. So similarly, the pure devotional service, it is mentioned that Krishna, he doesn't give very easily pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is very rare, it is very rarely achieved. So now we will go to the verse, 20th verse. So in this, there is a mention of how the mukti, how one can achieve mukti, a devotee as well as a non-devotee in different stage. So this verse basically explains the power and glories of the holy name. So it is mentioned that in the scripture, the holy name is compared to fire. Sakrat api parigraham shraddhaya helayava bhragram naramatram taryat krishna nama. The name of Krishna, when chanted even once, either with faith or without faith, it can deliver any man. So in the Bhagavatam 5th canto, there is one very nice verse which explains mukti dadati karhichit sma bhakti yogam. That means the Parikshit Maharaj, he is being told, Sukhdev Goswami is explaining that, see, the Lord, he is explaining, he is Mukunda, giver of liberation. The Lord, he gives in material world everyone, demon, devotees, he gives everything. But he is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, the Lord Krishna was so much pleased with the Pandavas, with their activities and with their pure devotion, that Lord Krishna, he himself was living with them. And what he did, he acted as a messenger for the Pandavas. And this way, they attained the favor of the Lord. They got a favor to serve the Lord directly. So here, Prabhupada quotes Billumangal Thakur. So our Acharya Billumangal Thakur, so he has written the book called Krishna Karanamrit. And in the Krishna Karanamrit, he very nicely explains about mukti. So now we are living in Vrindavan. So if you go to Gokul sometimes, in Gokul there is one place called Ramanreti. So it is mentioned that there are Krishna's 5 powerful, his, these things are there, Shaktis, Mahashakti. So it is mentioned that the dust of Vrindavan is also very powerful. So it is mentioned in Vrindavan Leela that one time Mukti Devi, she came to Lord Krishna, and she was telling Krishna that I give mukti to all people, I give them different kinds of liberation. But how I will be liberated? Mukti Devi, she told, how I will be liberated? So Krishna, he told her that you just go to Braj, Vrindavan, and you just roll in the dust of Vrindavan. You just roll in the dust of Vrindavan, then you will automatically attain mukti. So here, Billumangal Thakur, he explains that if we take to devotional service, this mukti and other things, they are just byproducts. Like when you make the milk, when you churn the milk, when you make it into curd and when you churn it, so you will get buttermilk, you get butter, so many byproducts you get. So Billumangal Thakur explains, mukti swayam muktanjali sevate asman dharmartha kama gataya swayam prakashata. What he explains, that when a devotee takes to devotional service to the Lord, the liberation and mukti and the associates of this liberation, what they are? Religiosity, economic development and sense gratification. They are all children of mukti. They come and they say, sir, how we can serve you? But a devotee tells, okay, I am busy, I'll tell you, just be standing there, don't disturb me. So this is what is we see when one takes to devotional service. These are all byproducts. It is on one sense Krishna takes his own responsibility to take care of the devotees. And Bhagavad Gita 9.22, Krishna explains that ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate. What Krishna explains, those who are always worshipping me with exclusive devotion. Now if you go to some airlines or big hotels, there are some rooms called exclusive, deluxe, something different, very, very exclusive. So, but what is Ananya devotional service means? This is unhindered, like in one sense, one place Prabhupada explains, 24 hours devotional service. So, this way, here Krishna explains that he provides everything and he also preserves everything. So, there is one very nice talk between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Anti Leela. So, there is very nice description given by Haridas Thakur. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tells Haridas Thakur that, my dear Haridas, in this age of Kali, most of the people, they are bereft of Vedic culture. Therefore, they are called Yavanas and Shudras. They are only concerned with killing cows and Brahminical culture. In this way, they are all engaged in sinful activities. How will these avanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way. This is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. So, Haridas Thakur, what he replies, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the conditioned yavanas in the material world. So, he explains very nicely, Haridas Thakur, that because the yavanas are accustomed to saying haram, haram, there is one nice verse he quotes Haridas Thakur later on. In Narsingh Puran, there is a very nice verse that Dhamstatri Dharmastro Mlecho Ha Rameti Puna Puna Upaktavai Muktim Apnoti Kim Puna Shraddaya Grinam. That one time one Mlecha Yavana, he had gone to pass tool and a wild boar came and it hit him from the back. And while he was dying, he was shouting, haram, haram. So actually, haram means it is as good as calling, hey Ram. So Haridas Thakur, he mentioned here, mentions that even if a mlecha, he is chanting the name haram, which is a rasabhas. My dear Lord, he explains, because the yavanas are accustomed to speaking haram, haram, O Lord Ramchandra, they will easily be delivered by this Namabhas. And he explains, a devotee in advanced ecstatic love, he explains that he calls, Om my Lord Ramchandra. But a Yavana also chants, Haram, Haram, just see their good fortune, Haridas Thakur explains. So he explains, the chanting of Lord's holy name, it indicates that something other than the Lord's name, although it is Namabhas, but still gives him the pure, and the result is good. Here what he explains, that the mlecha, he gets the complete benediction, although he took in other sense, but the Lord takes in another sense, in pure other sense. So also, what we see, there are so many pastimes where what we see in the scriptures, there are countless verses mentioned about even some jokingly, if he says the name of the Lord. So there is one nice pastime mentioned by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there was one coward boy, a friend of Nityananda Prabhu. His name was Gadadhar and he was living in one village. And what happened one time, he was very curious to deliver the Qazi. So in the middle of the night, he went to the house of Qazi and he broke open the door. The guards, they were taken back. So the Qazi came down running, what happened? So this Gadadhar, he was looking very furious. And Gadadhar, he told, see, everyone is delivered except you. So the Qazi was thinking, what this guy, he's not drunk, he's conscious, but how come he's speaking like this? So Gadadhar, he said, now right now you have to take the name of Lord. Otherwise, I'll kill you. Gadadhar, he spoke in such a high spirit. So Qazi, he saw there is no way to get rid of this Gadadhar. So this Qazi said, okay, I will chant the name of Krishna tomorrow. So when Gadadhar, he heard, he said, no, there is no need of tomorrow. Already you have taken the name of Krishna and you are delivered. What we see? So Gadadhar, he became so happy because the Qazi, he just took the name. So this way we should try that somehow we should make people to take the name of Krishna. I know one devotee, oftentimes he makes people chant Hare Krishna. So one time he was traveling and he was telling one bus driver, Hare Krishna bolo. So the driver, he was telling, main nahi kahunga, main nahi kahunga. He was telling in Hindi. So this devotee asked, aap kya nahi kahoge? What you will not say? So he said, main Hare Krishna nahi kahunga. So he said, okay, aapne to bol diya. Thank you very much. You can drive the bus. So here what we see, that Prabhupada quotes that even by jokingly other ways, if one takes the name of the Lord, still he gets the benefit. This is what we should understand from here. The power and glories of the holy name. So Hare Krishna, we have 2 minutes left. So anyone has any comment or question?